It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
You know what that means.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Mankind became stupider.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Damn It.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Yesterday there was a story on the news. When I was out of town, the Sunday that I was out of town is one of the most I've let myself go in quite some time. And then the Monday was I was concentrating on one of my other friends, trying to navigate him around. And so I was actually as sober at that Lions game as I've been at a game since I've been 21. Mm-hmm. And so, but I missed all these stories. So I saw a story, and I'll just give you this. I saw a story that a mysterious package had come to this building. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you're right. Like get the bomb squad.
Yeah, like nowadays, a mysterious package is no joke.
Yeah,
right?
Yep.
So I was like, what the hell? And then I went, what the hell?
So we need some listeners' help with this because there's some holes in this story, and I want to know if anybody has any kind of idea or expertise that can help flesh this out. Because I'll tell you this much, there's 98% of this building has questions and 2% knows the answers, I believe. So yesterday I was out in the hall immediately after our show, and there was a big gathering of people, and one of the people at the radio stations was telling a story about something had happened afternoon beforehand. So this all took place on Tuesday. Apparently there had been a huge box that had been delivered here to the Beasley Media Building, which has 6 different radio stations in it, and it had been sitting in the mailroom for several weeks. So here's where the story gets a little bit, and Dan, if you in the other room can fill some of this in. So apparently people went down there, they started asking about this box. From what I was told, contrary to what is on the news reports, the box actually had an employee here at the station's name on it, except the name was misspelled. So it was a name that was misspelled, and it was sitting there. And since it had been there so long, there was a decision to open it up.
Did it say Ziggy on it? It was misspelled? They were off by one letter, maybe? No.
I thought it was Lauren from Lauren Wally. Kidding. It was spelled L-A-U-R-N.
L-A-R-E-N.
Somewhere Lauren from Lauren and Wally is like, where the hell are my drugs?
So it was sitting down there, and apparently they decided to open it up. Now, this is a big box. And when they opened it up, they saw inside was what looked like a whole bunch of bubble wrap. So they cut open the bubble wrap, and underneath the bubble wrap, there was another, like, white wrapping paper around that. It's like, all right, it's double wrapped. So they open that up, and in that, underneath that, there's another thing of bubble wrap. They undo that, and then they run into what look like towels that are covered in some sort of liquid. Like, they're moist towels.
Sure.
So then once the moist towels are removed, underneath all of that, was one of those big plastic containers that you store things in, like a storage container. Then they opened that up, and inside of it was 30 pounds of marijuana. 30 pounds in 20 individual gigantic bags, which I know nothing of whether this is true or not, but what I was told yesterday was that the street value on this is somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000 worth of weed. And so it's opened up. Immediately, everyone's like, what the hell is happening here? Why do we have a gigantic box of weed here at the radio station? So what the heads of the station did is they said, well, we've got to call the drug task force. So hour later, these guys show up. They're like covered in tats, and they're like, you know, total, you know, dudes who look like, you know, movie characters, like bouncers of clubs. And they show up and they say, all right, well, we'll take this from you. And they said, well, you know, are we in any sort of trouble, or is there anything that needs to be done? He goes, well, listen, if it's under 50 pounds, it's not something that we truly have to delve into to figure out the hows and whys. He goes, we're still going to investigate it, but since this is 30 pounds, we're just going to go take it away and we're going to burn it, which I'm sure they are. So they said, and by the way, did anybody touch any of the baggies? Because we don't know if any of this is laced. You need to wash your hands and take care of all of that. So they ended up taking it away. So that leads me to 1,000 questions. The first one being, what was the plan with this box? If this was indeed sitting down there for 2 weeks, second of all, why, if it had the person's name on it, why did someone other than that person open the box? Three, if that person did work here, did they know what was in it so they just tried to ignore the box? If you're someone trying to sell this drug, like, let's, because, you know, it's the joke is that it's 420 Fest is this weekend. So if you're trying to get this thing sold and you send it here, I heard a theory that maybe they were hoping that the delivery guy would leave it outside the door and then someone just make it. When does that ever happen?
Genius.
We're a bunch of giants to a business. It's just left outside the door. So that's not the case.
And another question is, why would you risk moving that weight of something that is basically worthless in this town?
Well,
because I can get weed wherever I want, whenever I want, and without worrying about any police.
Obviously. But according to the DEA guys or whatever, the drug task force was here, it's worth $150,000.
I don't doubt it. $150,000 is a lot of money.
Okay.
But to sell it off in, like, you know, ace or quarter ounces, it's going to be a bit of a pain in the ass.
Who's on the case?
Ace is on the case.
We need to get him. All right. But one thing we do know is that when there is a mystery, and there is there's drugs involved, and there's radio stations, here come the newscasts and all the different the coverage that you're going to get from all the local networks.
Awesome! If it was on Channel 7, I'd get blamed.
They're on it. They're
They'd be
on
waiting
it.
Outside your house.
They'd be waiting outside my house. And, hey, drugs! We're at Fred Tutcher's house. His name wasn't on the package, but nonetheless.
Maybe they thought because like we're a sports talk station that they were actually sending it to Dennis Eckersley. You know?
Wow. Look at all that weed. Oh, he got smoked.
Maybe they thought it was going to him.
Well,
possibly.
One of the funny things was, and I'm sure it was something that they had to do legally, is after all this was discovered, we got an email that said, if anyone was supposed to get this package, please come to my office. Like, well, listen. Gotta admit, it was me.
I'm the one who did it. Arrest me. All right, so all I know is that when networks get on top of it, it's time to bring the yucks.
Now from the 19, a special delivery getting high interest.
Oh, Jesus.
Just get ready.
Who's that woman in Detroit that did all that?
This is Andre Isom. This is our version of Andre Isom.
I mean, this is wheelhouse stuff for her.
It's every network.
Getting high interest.
Hey.
Weed.
Now from the 19, a special delivery getting high interest. This package leaves the Boston radio station dazed and confused.
Are you joking?
Because that's the best reference we can have to a drug song.
Is dazed and confused.
That's right.
Well, are they talking about the movie or are they talking about the Zeppelin song?
They're both old.
Right, exactly. And this station has them thinking the Maple Leaf Rag. But it ain't your daddy's Maple Leaf.
It's the kind you smoke.
The guys at the front desk are mad. They got reefer madness.
I can just see when the story comes down the line. Radio station, pot. The writer's just cracking their knuckles. Here we go.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
All right, more than 30 pounds of marijuana was dropped off at a Boston radio station.
And police are now investigating the drug delivery. The Night Team's Tim Caputo live in Dorchester, and he's got the answers to a lot of our questions right now. Tim?
Well, not all the questions. We don't know who was meant for.
No, none of the questions.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got answers to all the questions. Wait, wait, slow down. I know nothing. Like, no one's investigated this yet. Yeah. Hey, hold your horses. Everyone stop. You're putting me in a very uncomfortable situation. I know none of the facts. All I know is it took me an hour and a half to get here.
And you're a mile away.
Exactly.
From government center to this building, 92 minutes.
Somebody just said, what a half-baked plan.
Yeah, boy.
Just don't get ready. We got a lot of them. Every network did it.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, not all the questions. We don't know who it was meant for. That person obviously has not come forward yet. This wasn't a tiny package either. You're talking like a pallet of pot. It actually sat in the mailroom here for a couple weeks. And when they finally opened it yesterday, the staff here couldn't believe their eyes.
It's not often radio hosts are left speechless, but it's easy to be a little dazed and confused when...
All right, that's twice.
You've gone to the well. Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. Can't do it twice in the same story.
No, you can't. And I'm sure it left everyone speechless. Huh?
It's not often radio hosts are left speechless, but it's easy to be a little dazed and confused when someone sends tens of thousands of dollars worth of drugs to your work. It wasn't the Holy Grail, just some high-end green. When employees finally...
What? That doesn't even make sense. I was jammed in there.
It ain't the Holy Grail. It's just some high-end green.
Wow.
How do you know it's high-end? Well, I went through it, man. There were no stems and seeds.
Anyway, how much would you like to buy this for, Mr. Eckersley?
A C-note.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Hell. I'll roll a little blunt with you and see how dazed and confused we can get.
It wasn't the Holy Grail, just some high-end green. When employees finally ripped open the giant mystery box, they found 30 pounds of marijuana. The pot was perfectly packed into 20 separate Ziploc bags.
Can I get offended with this? By this? That would be like calling the kettle black, because I enjoy getting into some reefer myself.
While marijuana is now legal in Massachusetts, a stash this size isn't, so they alerted the authorities. Now police are searching high and low to figure out where the weed came from and who it was meant for.
So Boston police took that marijuana. They said they sent it to the state lab to be tested. Haven't said whether or not they've contacted federal authorities, but if they do, you could call this a joint investigation.
Oh! That might be the cringiest one so far.
Yeah. Am I wrong? He said authorities are searching high and low.
Oh, of course. Any day with a little wink to the camera.
Jake, go ahead.
Yeah, guys. It's definitely not worth $150,000. I have a friend who used to be in the business, and he used to get pounds for around, you know, $2,500 a pop from California delivered via FedEx. And you know, one of the cool things about it, in my opinion, was he used to use a third party drop site. So which what probably happened was the person shipping it has somebody that either, you know, knows how to get into that mail room or has a contact there, and they were using that as an intermediary third party drop site.
Okay,
but I have a question for you. If I get a menu, and cause I've seen them obviously, if I get a menu from dispensaries, It has like 55 strains. It has, you know, all those hybrids and everything. How much has the price of street weed gone down?
It's gone down pretty significantly. I mean, I have a medical card. I can tell you I can go to a medical dispensary right now and get a quarter pound for probably about $800.
Yeah.
But the people buying this quantity aren't paying, you know, $4.
No. I know it's more expensive. You know, yeah. It's just like, why would I go through the hassle?
But the thing I'm more interested in is if you were trying to get this to a middleman to sell, would you address it to that person's name, or would you? Because it's another theory that's out there is that they would give it, they would put a different person's name on it, so that way someone else at the station could take it home, and if they were busted, they had nothing to do with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you would never put somebody's name that you actually know on there, which is probably why they looked at maybe an employee directory and said, well, let's take somebody's name and put a couple letters in different spots. so that that person wasn't implicated either. So that person probably has nothing to do with it. They just picked that name at random.
Yeah, I would imagine.
They would know, to go look for that person's name in the mailroom.
All right, thank you, Jake. All right, Dave Richard is coming on. We'll get some more of the stories.
Sir, yes, in the back. Who's, is this your box?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
How dare you? How dare you implicate him? All right, Dave Richard, fantasy football guru from CBS Sports. .com. He will join us. All your questions, 617-779-0985.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And we are about to be joined by a man who is a fantasy football expert, Dave Richard. It's brought to you by Nissan. Nissan driven to excite. Dave Richard, hello, sir.
Good morning, Frederick. Did you win in your fantasy?
Not only did I win, sir, I went against you in your trash talk about my team, and I won by handily. I'll tell you what I did right now, if I can find it. Don't worry, audience. Yeah. I'm just going through my own thing here. Oh, here we go. I'll tell you what I did. I'll tell you what I did right now.
I hope you do.
I will tell you that in week one, I won 144.84 to 106.70. And I had Stafford at quarterback.
I like the decimals.
And I had Stafford at quarterback. You said Isaiah Crowell? No. And I went, yes.
Who'd you start him over?
I put him at no one. I have no running backs. I put him at flex. But there you go. My receivers that I got auto-drafted did the job for me. So that's where I got. The future does not bode well for me. But, you know, I got the victory in the first week.
Well, I mean, you should just keep letting machines make decisions for you, and you'll be all right. I think that's the lesson that you learned here.
Hey, Freddie T don't pinch from bags, and he don't rely on no machine for fantasy advice. All right, Dave, should we get to the phone calls?
I think that would be the best thing for you right now.
Thank you. Nick, go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning, Dave. So I have a pretty stacked team, but I am desperate at tight end, and I need your expertise picking from the bucket of crap I have available at free agency. I have Cameron Brate in my lineup, and I need to know, should I pick up Jesse James, Ian Thomas, Ben Watson, or O.J. Howard, or Safarian Jenkins, Ben Watson, any one of those guys do you think would be worth picking up?
Yeah, I think Safarian Jenkins is about as good as it gets. He had a touchdown called back on a penalty last week. He does that all the time, by the way. We have a nickname for him. We call him Almost Safarian Jenkins because he almost scores touchdowns.
And it's almost not always his fault either. It's sometimes
No. Like, for example, last week was not his fault. He should have had the points. Antonio Gates is someone that you can look at. He's playing Buffalo. I think it's pretty clear that anybody that plays Buffalo this year has a chance to do really well. And I was going to save this guy for later on in our segment, Fred, but Jared Cook looks like a legitimate part of the Oakland Raiders offense. We've been burned by him at least six times before where he has a big game, and we go, ooh, maybe he's for real this time. I actually like the matchup for him against Denver, and I don't mind him as a low-end starter this week if you can get your hands on him. A lot of people picked him up already, but if you can't get Jared Cook, then you go to Gates, Safarian Jenkins, Benjamin Watson. People in the office are groaning at my advice over Jared Cook, and it's for good reason because he just hasn't been trustworthy. But John Gruden and his throwback offense has certainly seemed to go throwback at tight end, and Cook should be a player this week.
All right, let's continue. Let's go to John. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, wide receiver start question in the standard league. Should I play Robbie Anderson, Sterling Shepard, or John Ross? Come on now.
Come on now.
Yeah. I think Robbie Anderson is where you got to go, although I don't love any of those wide receivers.
Lonnie Anderson, I'll tell you, she had curves in all the right places.
Well,
rest
you know, right
Bert
now,
Burns.
I think she's a little sad, isn't she? Because Burt Anderson, what was his name? Burt Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. What was his name? You're in Florida.
Really
it's part of the law that you need to know all of Burt Reynolds' films.
Right, and apparently all of the women that he used to date, and that includes Lonnie Anderson, R.I.P. Burt. Robbie Anderson, to me, is the best of the bunch. He's got the most upside, great track record against Miami. I believe he scored in three straight against them. He does have Sam Darnold at quarterback. He had exactly one target last week. That is pause, but I still think he'll be okay. He's the best Jets receiver in non-PPR this week. That's the nicest thing I can say about him.
Okay, let's go to George. George, go ahead.
Steak and eggs, boys. Steak and eggs.
Hey, hey.
With a side of home fries. Dave, I got bit by the injury bug again. I got Aaron Rodgers and Mariota. While Mariota's going to play, I got a guy in my league offering me Case Keenum for Corey Davis. Do I pull the trigger? Second question is, do I start Aguilar? Do I start Aguilar if I have if I trade Davis?
Okay, you still have Aguilar. That's a good thing. If it's a two-quarterback league, you can make the deal. If it's a one-quarterback league, someone is trying to rip you off. You took Corey Davis with, what, a pick in round six, round seven, and now they're going to throw, you know, this banana at you named Case Keenum, and you're going to say, banana, don't do it. You've got two quarterbacks. One of them will play, and if it's Rodgers, you're going to start him even if he's on one leg. And Aguilar, by the way, that's another guy that I like a lot this week. People were disappointed, had a bunch of catches last week, didn't even have 40 yards with it. Tampa Bay's secondary is in bad shape. They're starting two rookies. Their pass rushes without JPP. Nick Foles is in line for a really nice week, and his receivers, including Mike Wallace, who's a name that maybe somebody should think about picking up off the waiver wire, he could end up being good this week for the Eagles.
All right, let's go to Andy. Andy, hello, sir.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I've got a quick question. Would you start in a flex position, PPR league, Jordy Nelson or Anunua? And also, someone released Derek Carr, and I have Brady, and I have Garoppolo as my backup. Would you drop Garoppolo and take a risk on Carr? And I have Dez Bryant on my bench. How long should I hold on to him for?
You've held on to him for way too long already. You should cut him. And if you're thinking about cutting Jimmy Garoppolo, don't do it this week. He's taking on the Lions. He might have a better game than Tom Brady this week, to be honest with you. I know that Brady's going up against Jacksonville, tough matchup. Most people are going to start him anyway. Jimmy G's got a great matchup against the Sam Darnold just threw two touchdowns against the Lions. And their pass rush is bad. Their defense isn't good. I'm sorry, Lions fans. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is a big bounce-back game. And as for your flex problem, go with Anunua in a PPR. I think he's going to continue to see a lot of those short targets from Sam Darnold.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Dave, standard PPR, got to pick two of three for flex positions. I got Marshawn Lynch, Philip Lindsay, or the Agongwa guy.
Anunua.
Quincy Anunua, thank you.
Apparently, he's popular. Yeah,
he's very popular. He was hurt last year, but go ahead.
Right, he had a neck injury. He didn't play at all last season. Now he's back, and he looked great against Detroit. Again, it's Detroit. Everybody looks good against Detroit, but he should be able to carve up the middle of, when he's lined up against linebacker. This is too inside football. Never mind. Anunua's the start there. And I like the upside of Lindsay in PPR ahead of Marshawn Lynch. I think he'll catch more passes than Lynch. And this is a guy that I think fantasy owners should try and just stash on their bench at this point. Not sure if I'm confident enough to start him over most running backs most week. I still like Royce Freeman as the best running back in Denver, but I think that Philip Lindsay has the speed there, and he'll continue to be that change of pace guy. And when he's got a hot hand like he had last week, you're going to see him get just as many carries as Royce Freeman.
All right, Dave, who will excite fantasy owners this week? It's brought to you by Nissan Driven to Excite.
Let's go with a tight end that is playing in tonight's game against the Baltimore Ravens. It's our old buddy Tyler Eifert. The Notre Dame product is back. He's healthy. He didn't do much last week, but against this Ravens defense, I think Andy Dalton's going to have to throw a little bit more than normal, and he's going to look for Eifert over the middle of the field and certainly in the red zone. They used a bunch of two tight end formations, the Bengals did last week. So did the Ravens, by the way, but the Ravens don't have a tight end that we really like. I think that Tyler Eifert can come through for a nice game for fantasy owners who are streaming tight ends this week.
All right, if you want to check out Dave Richard and hear all his suggestions, you can catch Dave on Fantasy Football Today, live every day at noon on CBS Sports, new streaming channel, CBS Sports HQ. For the latest sports news, highlights, and smart analysis, it's all free at CBSSportsHQ.com or on the free CBS Sports app. Dave Richard, it's always a pleasure, sir. We always enjoy our time with you and look forward to talking to you next week.
I'm looking forward to it, too, and I'm looking forward to hearing about you going 2-0 in fantasy. I can't remember the last time you were 2-0 in a fantasy league.
Let's not hold our breath. I didn't use your advice this time, so I don't think I'm going to win at all. So, I should...
Or you might.
Who knows? All right. Thank you, Dave.
Be good, Fred.
All right. Thank you. There you go. The great Dave Richard. If you want to know what people use when they talk about words they use when they want to make puns about drugs, look no further, friend. Don't look any further than what happened here a couple days ago. We will have that for you. But first, the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now from the 19, a special delivery getting high interest. This package leaves the Boston radio station dazed and confused.
All right, more than 30 pounds of marijuana was dropped off at a Boston radio station.
And police are now investigating the drug delivery. The night team's Tim Caputo live in Dorchester, and he's got the answers to a lot of our questions right now. Tim?
Well, not all the questions. We don't know who it was meant for. That person obviously has not come forward yet. This wasn't a tiny package either. You're talking like a pallet of pot. It actually sat in the mailroom here for a couple weeks, and when they finally opened it yesterday, the staff here couldn't believe their eyes.
It's not often radio hosts are left speechless, but it's easy to be a little dazed and confused when someone sends tens of thousands of dollars worth of drugs to your work. It wasn't the Holy Grail, just some high-end green. When employees finally ripped open the giant mystery box, they found 30 pounds of marijuana. The pot was perfectly packed into 20 separate Ziploc bags. While marijuana is now legal in Massachusetts, a stash this size isn't, so they alerted the authorities. Now police are searching high and low to figure out where the weed came from and who it was meant for.
So Boston police took that marijuana. They said they sent it to the state lab to be tested. Haven't said whether or not they've contacted federal authorities, but if they do, you could call this a joint investigation. We're live in Dorchester. Tim Caputo, 7 News 19.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Thatcher and Rich. A package, a mysterious package, was opened up, what was it, yesterday?
It was the day before yesterday.
Day before yesterday. And inside there was 30-some-odd pounds of marijuana. And the television stations were all here, and they wanted to know what was going on.
It had been here for, I guess, 2 weeks, they're saying, in the mailroom. And unlike the reports that you hear on the news, I was told that there was indeed a name on it, and the name was misspelled.
Yeah, it was spelled L-A-U-R-E-N instead of L-O-R-E-N.
It's going to go straight to him.
It was sent from Wally.
Well, you know.
But Wally just...
In retirement.
Wally just smoked that dank stuff and just said, "Hey, Lauren, it's a little gift from your friend Blaze."
Wow.
It came from Charles Laguadera.
Hey, Lauren, it's Wally. I'm roadieing for Uriah Heep right now, and I just came into something you might be interested in.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Hey, sorry. You got to... Hey, Eck, take it easy. You got to wait for this stuff to kick in. It's a little bit of the creeper.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Fired up.
Hey, Jim Irsay, what are you doing here? You want some of this too?
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Well, I'm not really Quentin. What do you want to say to this joint right here?
They keep telling me how damn good you are.
That's how damn good you are, yes.
Yeah. There's a rumor that I'm holding some weed, but that ain't the case. This box of Vantage, it's just cigarettes.
Oh, he got smoked.
All right, so what do we got going?
All right, so the news went nuts yesterday, and everyone's got their own fantastic puns. It was Punapalooza yesterday as everyone came by to report on this. Let's go to another network, shall we?
In a building known for making music, this was a...
No, not really.
No. We're playing other people's music.
No. You don't make any music here, no. I don't think, actually.
Yeah.
Hang on, can you finish the
Munchies.
Punchline?
Munchies. They're known for making music. One would be known for making music. Now he's got the Munchies.
That doesn't even make sense.
Music Munchies.
Dealing with a sour note or something like that?
A station known for making
music. Finish the joke. This is like funny you should ask. Dan. Oh, I thought you.
Making music.
I got nothing.
Making music now is now has marijuana. I don't know. It's
something to do with that. Note.
Yeah. All right, let's take a listen.
In a building known for making music, this was a discovery, definitely at the top of the charts.
That doesn't make sense.
The Munchies one made sense.
Yours made more. I agree.
It's an alliteration. Hang on. Mine was an alliteration. A building known for making music has now got a case of the Munchies. Or, at least that made sense. Or a building known for making music now has its fair share of marijuana.
That was known for making deals. Or I don't know.
I was using alliteration. When you're doing puns, is always a positive. Just, he should have said, in a station known for making music, they found marijuana.
Instead of going to the... they just found a box of pot.
There was a... In a station known for spinning hits, now they found 30 pounds of marijuana.
In a building known for making music, this was a discovery, definitely at the top of the charts. The box and more so what was inside... Lighting up.
Say what?
He sounds like he might have used some of this.
Yeah, it sounds like he was blazing up.
The box and more so what was inside.
The box or more so what was inside.
The box and more so what was inside.
The box and more so what was wide.
Steve Brule.
The box and more so what was inside. So what?
Yeah.
Who cares? I got pieces of it.
It's for your health.
The box in Warsaw, what would be mine? Oh.
The box and more so what was inside?
I swear to God, what is he saying?
The box and more so what was inside? Look, it's on TV now.
Box and more so what is inside?
What was inside?
What was inside?
Yeah.
The box, comma, and more so, comma, what was inside?
Okay, so at first they were like, wow, a box?
I guess so.
They were like, guess guys, the mail's here. The mail's here. There's a box. Something. They delivered something in a box.
So it said on the top of the charts is a music chart reference. Yes, but what does that have to do with pot or marijuana?
That it's high? I don't know.
Oh, boy.
The box and more so what was inside lighting up the airwaves here on Wednesday.
Okay. Hey.
As police continue to investigate.
Okay.
Hey.
I understood that one.
Woo. Yeah, that's a
home
box
run.
Morsel was in Warsaw. What did they say? Bubba, go ahead.
Bubba, what's up, man?
Bubba, what's going on?
Sorry, boys. I didn't hear it. It was a weird thing now. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, hello, what's up,
Bob? Are you sure you just didn't order this on, like, a bottle of wine and Ambien Night sitting there with Alexia? Like, Alexia! What's that?
Alexia, can I get 30 pounds of weed? Please. And deliver it to... Just get these two letters wrong. We'll make it big. I'll tell you what smells like weed is every city in America. Mike, go ahead.
All right, I got one. In a station known for playing Creed, someone found a ton of weed.
Well, there you go.
Hey.
In order to play a lot of Creed, one must smoke a lot of weed.
Sure.
All right, here we go. Let's go to... All right, Fox 25. Here we go. This is Fox 25.
Highlight of their day. A mysterious package is raising lots of questions at a Boston radio station tonight. Workers found a huge box addressed to the station, and when they opened it, it was full of what appeared to be marijuana.
This is the mystery box that's causing a stink at Boston radio station when it was opened.
That's pretty good. That one's okay.
There's a box that was carrying some stink.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a look in there, man. Red hairs, we're in business.
Somebody said, was it a certain gentleman who likes to look creepily into the camera?
Nothing like going to Denver to smoke the marijuana like a cigarette.
I forgot about that Sarge classic.
In a station that features Sarge, there was a box that was quite large.
Nothing like going to Denver to smoke the marijuana like a cigarette.
He made that up, by the way. First of all, he made a Colorado weed joke, which is completely unacceptable. And then he like smoking weed like a cigarette.
Smoked the marijuana like a cigarette.
Like a station that has Sarge, this box could make you dumb. Jeez. Hey,
it'll make you more paranoid than Adam Kaufman being invited to the gala.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Yep. Okay.
Oh yeah.
It's made him more caring, more paranoid than Bret Hart at the Montreal screw job.
By the way, there's a lot of rumors going around the station as to who this actually was addressed to. And for me, I'm hearing it's one in particular person. And if you're that person, why are they being protected? Honestly, if it was addressed to me and I had no idea what it was, I'd be like, yeah, it was addressed to me. I got no clue. I'm hearing it's an on-air person.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know if it's true. But it's nice to try to speculate. People are trying to figure out who the sports of it would have been.
Oh, is that right? Who's the leader there?
Well, you're up there because they say you're the Heisenberg. It's like the person you least expect. It's like a Breaking Bad situation. Find the nerd.
Well, that's true. There's no kerosene on his hands. He just uses his glasses to burn it with the sun.
That's right. That's right. You've got, Big Jim Murray. There's tons of pictures of him, but that's come on. It's too easy. Someone said if we needed Stanley Roberts on the case, this would be it.
Oh. I wonder if, like, one of the wrestling chicks, like, said, Sarge, can you do me a favor? Label it to Sarge. But no one really knew his right name. All right, let's continue. Here is more of the wonderful news stations talking about this. Here we go.
Highlight of their day. A mysterious package is raising lots of questions at a Boston radio station tonight. Workers found a huge box addressed to the station, and when they opened it, it was full of what appeared to be marijuana.
This is the mystery box that's causing a stink at Boston radio station. When it was opened on Tuesday, workers found it was chock full of what looked like marijuana, and there was a whole lot of it. The box had been at their building on Morrissey Boulevard for weeks, had no return address, and was sent to the station in general.
They opened the box, and it smelled like Lifshatz after a five.
By the way, Bert Breer has chimed in.
Oh, okay.
Right there, who at the sports hub do you believe the mysterious box filled with 30 pounds of pot was supposed to be delivered to? And he put Fred's cat.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh. It's medicinal. My cat actually has a card now. I have a card, Senorita Fluff.
Good for you, Bert.
Meow. Meow, meow.
Johnny Weed game.
Yeah.
Right.
The cat's just sitting there watching Tom and Jerry. Not cool. Not cool, dude. What are you doing with a random mouse?
And there was a whole lot of it. The box had been at their building on Morrissey Boulevard for weeks, had no return address, and was sent to the station in general. It's all in the hands of Boston police now, and while employees aren't sure they'll ever know the real story, it's fair to say it was the highlight of everyone's week.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yep. Not me. I had a lot of highlights. All right. Let's see here. Jim Irsay always likes to call in and comment on things. Jim Irsay, hello.
Hey, man. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Jim Irsay?
Yeah, we got a big box, and they found there was 30 pounds of weed in it.
Yeah. I was all whacked out on fentanyl and Quentin, man. And I heard that I was trying to send this box to Glenn Davis in Boston, man. But my box of more so what was inside was just lost.
So it got somehow misdirected?
Yeah, man. I know Glenn Davis. He's up there in Boston. I just figured UPS would take care of him, man. That's all wrong.
Find the guy.
So fentanyl. Now, so you'll take fentanyl and then you'll go about your daily tasks?
Who doesn't, man? I mean, it's like morning coffee for me. I mean,
so you'll get the thing is that you'll get up and you'll take some fentanyl and then all kinds of hijinks breaks loose.
Well, you know, like I said, morning coffee. I dust a little powder. I put a little powder in everything. A little in my eggs, on my bacon, a little in the coffee, and then, like you said, hijinks. Indianapolis, look out.
Jim Irsay, thank you so much for the phone call.
Oh, very nice there, Jim Irsay. Appreciate it. All they keep telling me, all they
told me. Hey, Quentin, what's up, man? Hey, you fired up?
Man, I remember one time I was on tour with Manowar. And we just put about 20 pounds into a Marshall stack.
Manowar, are they the ones who dress like barbarians?
They are barbarians. Them's fighting words.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, this is
Molly Hatchet.
This is damn Molly Hatchet. Oh, he got smoked. You know, like, Eckersley, like, he's not listening to the station, but all of a sudden his hands start shaking like it's possessed. Oh, God. Molly Hatchet's on. I can't control it. Wow. All right. Did we get the guy from Detroit or we haven't heard back? All right. We will be back in just a moment.
This package leaves the Boston radio station dazed and confused.
Toucher and Rich.